Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And we've got Richard Fitzwilliams on the line. Good afternoon, Richard. Are you there, please? Hello.
Most certainly am there, yes, and with the BAFTAs just having taken place.
Fantastic. Tell us the latest, then.
Well, what we saw on Sunday, and I covered them for Al Jazeera and CNN, was a fascinating example of the amount of talent there is in the British film industry, yeah, and also the amount of solidarity there is in the Time's Up and Me Too movements, which was, I thought, very, very impressively handled. The one problem is Stephen Fry is irreplaceable. After 12 goes at being host, Joanna Lumley, I think, was a little unsure about taking his place.
Okay, yes. Yeah, he kind of owned the role, didn't he, in many ways, that's for sure. There was a little bit of miscommunication, I thought, maybe with Jennifer Lawrence making a comment, but apparently it was all a bit of a private joke from backstage, and the media got it out of hand a little bit. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, yes, I did, and also I saw lots of comments about the Duchess of Cambridge's dress. I mean, the code was black in solidarity with Time's Up, and the problem was that she wore a bottle green dress with black sash. I mean, that was a sort of balanced statement. It's all the royal family felt they were able to do. But whatever she did would have been news. And I think it was Jennifer Lawrence and Joanna Lumley were just sharing a bit of a joke. But it is very difficult when you have to feel that you're witty in everything that you say, and I didn't feel Joanna Lumley was quite up to it. We're used to Stephen Fry. Mm. But having said that, what was very interesting, Three Billboards, of course, won not only Best Picture, but Outstanding British Film. Now, I'd thought originally, when I was watching it, that when it won Outstanding British Film, that Dunkirk had a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance, I'm afraid.
No. It's just wasn't happening, was it? That's for sure, for Dunkirk, across the board, really.
Definitely not. But what we did have, and I think it's significant, is the extraordinary level of talent in the British film industry, not just the technicians and not just directors like Ridley Scott, who got the Fellowship Awards, but if you've got a year when you've got Darkest Hour and Death of Stalin, when you've got God's Own Country, and also Three Billboards being a British film, and Paddington 2, I think you're doing pretty well.
Absolutely, yeah, doing very well. And the amount of British actors that are involved in not just movies but in TV series, I'm noticing recently, there's just so much British talent out there, isn't there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Regarding actors, I mean, in the film, the 8 out of the 20 were British, and they for the BAFTA nominations. That alone, not to mention television. So, absolutely fantastic time for British film. And also, with the big series being made here, of course, of Harry Potter and Star Wars and so forth, and the fact that, unfortunately, William and Harry have been cut from the next Star Wars because of stormtroopers, they were too high, has to be looked over.
Okay. Let's have a look at what we're looking at this week. The Shape of Water, of course, doing very well in the award ceremonies.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the Oscars' numerous nominations and the fact that with the alternative vote system, it might very well win. And you probably read today that the accusations of plagiarism are coming thick and fast. And what you've got, therefore, is customary dirty tricks in Oscar week. But nothing should obscure the fact Guillermo del Toro specializes in fantasy, whether it's Pan's Labyrinth or Hellboy. And this is a movie set during the Cold War in 1962. Eliza Esposito, played by Sally Hawkins, is a mute. She commutes communicates in sign language. She lives alone, and she works as a janitor in a secret government laboratory. Friends include Giles, played by Richard Jenkins, who's a illustrator, and Zelda, played by Octavia Spencer, who serves as her interpreter, and the faculty receives a creature in a tank from a river in the Amazon, and Colonel Richard Strickland, played by Michael Shannon, is in charge of it. Eliza discovers what the creature is, visits it, and forms a fascinating bond with it, especially through touch. This is a very interesting characterization, incidentally. Playing the creature, so to speak, is Doug Jones, and he was in an interesting interview talking about how, as it were, he was able to communicate with the mute, and he was saying that touch was the important thing in communication, whereas you could be bogus with your words. When you touched, you could feel whether that touch was genuine. And the Americans intend to have vivisection on the creature. The Russians have other ideas. There's a spy involved. And Giles helps Eliza to smuggle it out of the laboratory and into her flat. And this movie could sound very corny if you recite the plot.
Yes.
But what is particularly significant about it is that it's extraordinarily colourful. It is directed by someone who is a master at creating, as we saw with Pan's Labyrinth, with his extraordinary worlds he was able to conjure up, an ambience that is rather poetic and lyrical. I mean, you've simply got to with a plot like this. Otherwise, of course, it can be absurd and ridiculous. There are love scenes between Sally Hawkins and a sea creature. And yet, in the context of this film, which is so well acted, Octavia Spencer, Richard Jenkins, and Michael Shannon adding splendid support, it draws you in. It's sold in many vivid colours. The choice of music is impressive. So you've got these extraordinary fantasy scenes, and you've got intimate scenes, which actually, the message of the film, they reinforce it, and that is that we're all different, and obviously it's a plea for tolerance and understanding of migrants and those who we might not understand at face value. It is a fascinating film.
Sally Hawkins, of course, plays a deaf person in it, doesn't she? So I think from what I see of her performance, it's fantastic.
Yes, and interestingly, the year that she plays a mute here, she also plays an artist in Maudie, and that was extremely good. So it's been very much her year. It's just unfortunate for her. She's up against a force of nature, Frances McDormand, as you know, as a ferocious mother who's been brutally bereaved and intends that the world should know it in Three Billboards.
She's fantastic, though, isn't she, as well? So there we go. So what rating out of five for this, Richard, please?
It's 4.5 because Doug Jones does wonders with playing the sea creature, and it's the most extraordinary movie, and I thought it worked extremely well. I just hope that these accusations of plagiarism, which have been timed for this last week of Oscar voting, don't influence too many people. But I have to say that for me it would be Three Billboards rather than Shape of Water if I was actually voting.
Yeah. Okay, interesting one. And the next one, very topical at the moment, with the Winter Olympics, of course. No accident in the timing of this one coming out. I, Tonya, talking about a famous ice skater, of course.
Yes, a famous ice skater who became one of the most hated women in sport. Tonya Harding, played very well by Margot Robbie, and the reference is made, of course, to one of the most infamous events in sporting history, where her rival, Nancy Kerrigan, was deliberately injured at the Winter Olympics, as you say, no coincidence as to the timing of release, in 1994, and Harding was subsequently excoriated. What is fascinating about this film is the way it's handled by director Craig Gillespie, because we meet the characters when they talk to us. This so-called fourth dimension, whereby a character actually on a screen chats to you in a sort of intimate way. I mean, Tonya asks, What kind of person bashes in their friend's knee? Who would do that to a friend? Who indeed? I mean, you've got Margot Robbie, an extraordinary performance as Tonya, but she struggles firstly with her abusive mother, Lavona, played by Alison Janney, and secondly, her violent husband, Jeff, played by Sebastian Stan. So she's only able to surface as a personality when she's figure skating. She's uniquely talented, but regarded as a redneck and without sophistication. And, you know, you're really backing her when she fires a shotgun off to scare her husband. We feel supportive. Mm. But her tragedy is a mindset of suffering. She can't break through it.
Interesting. It's and as I say, great timing, of course, because we're all watching the skating and stuff on the Winter Olympics at the moment. So, out of five, Richard, on that one, ratings, please.
Well, I've just got to mention Alison Janney, firstly, because she is the monster mother.
Yeah.
She creates this figure skating.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes, yeah.
She is a memorable addition to the cinematic gallery of grotesques. And believe me, with her pet parrot, she's a woman you want to hate. She's brutal, she's manipulative, and she's totally unscrupulous. And it's a fine line between creating somebody like this and also managing to avoid caricature, and she manages it. And I also have to say that the actual event and the weird way her husband, who's received a death threat, tells her self-appointed minder, Sean Eckhart, played by Paul Walter Hauser, to retaliate, farce isn't the word for it. You couldn't make up what subsequently happens. No spoilers from me. Everybody knows that Nancy Kerrigan was attacked and that Tonya Harding was blamed. But this is a very unusual movie, and it's basically a movie about how an individual survives, and it makes Tonya something of a heroine.
If there was ever, the mother there, of course, in that role, if there was ever a role that you saw the actor enjoying playing, you could almost, you can see it, can't you? You can see it.
Yes, and as I say, it skates very, very precariously and dangerously on the edge of caricature, and it doesn't fall into the trap. That's why she's walking every Best Supporting Actress award that's going, including, and I have to say, this must have been close beating Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread as Daniel Day-Lewis's sister and manager. Yes, she does it, and I wouldn't say she steals the show, because you've got Margot Robbie as a central figure, and of course, the praise for her role has been tremendous, and you do feel an empathy, the point not being whether she knew or she didn't know about what happened to Kerrigan, the point being her particular mindset and the tragedy of her life when she only comes alive when she's figure skating.
Interesting this year, the amount of films that have come out about sporting sports. So we had the Battle of the Sexes, of course, didn't we, talking the tennis world. We've had McEnroe Borg, and it's just been it's been interesting to see that, and now this one coming along as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and also bringing to mind the numbers of films about mother-daughter relationships, because Three Billboards, of course, is about a mother who's bereaved, and Laurie Metcalf plays very well indeed Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird, Saoirse Ronan's mother. So there are three films dealing with the complexities of this, and believe me, Alison Janney is the mother from absolute hell, just as part of this film is absolute farce.
Fantastic. So let's give an absolute rating then, Richard.
Oh, we're getting an absolute 5 stars for this.
Oh, lovely stuff, lovely stuff. It's fantastic. And that's the one to watch, definitely. A couple of great films there then for us to watch. What can we expect next week?
Next week we will get firstly, we'll get Dark River, which is a fascinating movie. And second film is to be decided as yet.
Okay, lovely. Right, I've not heard of that one yet, but anyway, that'd be great. All right, thank you, Richard, as always. If anyone wants to find you online, how can they do that?
It's www.richardfitzwilliams.com and at @rfitzwilliams on Twitter.
Thank you, Richard Fitzwilliams. We'll catch up with you as well. Very busy time for you. Speak to you soon. Take care.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.